And good morning. Welcome in to the Front Porch here on this Thursday, the 8th day of May. And, of course, Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First, along with Ken Cummins, the legend.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How art thou?
I am really good.
Thou doest well?
Thou doest well.
Art thou ready to talk to the audience? Thou art ready?
I believeth I'm ready.
You believeth that thou art ready?
Yeah, art ready.
I will tryeth to speaketh this wayeth.
That would be...
Very hardeth.
Very hardeth, yeah.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
You shouldn't be mentioning all this rain in the forecast.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to be doom and gloom.
Well, no, I'm sure that it's in all of God's economy.
Oh, yeah.
It's needed, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. He knows what's needed, so, and it's needed, I guess. So,
well, probably later on in the summer. Oh, I wish we had some of that rain we had back. Never know.
Never know.
You just go roll with it and try and
just do the best.
And if you want to find some people live by faith, you find the farmer.
There you go.
He or she are the folks that really live by faith.
They really do.
That's no doubt about that.
Yes.
And indeed they do.
And we appreciate our farmers.
Deeply so.
Yeah, because I like to eat, so I appreciate our farmers.
Well, that so even when you're in a hurry and you see one of those big tractors that take up 4/4 of the road.
Yep. You just follow and go along.
Yeah, because you're not going to go anywhere.
You're not going to go anywhere. That's right.
Not going to go anywhere.
That's right.
You're going to just stay right where you are.
Mm-hmm.
But I was telling Tammy yesterday, driving into the metro area of Princeton, Kentucky, that big congested area, there's more traffic there than people that live there. I've been trying to figure that out. But anyway—
really?
I think I've got it nailed. There's a super Walmart there in a small town, and people like to come to Princeton instead of drive in the larger towns. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I may be wrong, but I'm going to stand on that this morning. But I'm just thinking that I'm a small town guy. I've lived in the big cities, and I prefer to live in a small town.
Me too.
And I'd like to be where my nearest neighbor that had to send in airmail to find me.
There you go. There you go. Well, that's like I explained to somebody not long ago. I was talking to somebody over the phone, and I said, Elkton has one stoplight. We have one stoplight in Todd County.
One?
That's it. That's all there is. And I said, you take somebody like me and you put me in Nashville, I'm scared to death.
Yeah.
Because I'm not used to all that.
They're going to try driving at Atlanta.
Oh, I've been through Atlanta a couple of times. It's no fun.
I have driven lots of places, but my least favorite is to go to Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm. What is it, 6 lanes?
I don't know. 6 too many.
It's too many. I know that.
And if you're not driving 120, you're going to get run over.
Very true. Very true.
That may be a bit hyperbole, but
that's
along the lines of the truth, isn't it?
Very true. Very true. I agree.
Well, here it is, the 8th day of May, and I'm just thinking about, well, what does this day mean to me? Well, if my mom and dad were alive, it would have been their anniversary. That's
really?
That's what hit me. Yeah.
Wow.
They were married on May 8th, 1952. Yeah. So you know how many years that would be there, Brian Marshall Sidebottom the Third?
I'm no good with math.
The reason I did the third because I went to the first, and I thought, well, it'll take him two more of him to figure it out.
Yeah,
so.
You'll have to tell me. Cause,
73 years.
73 years.
It would have been.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
You know, it amazes me today when I see a couple that goes past 50.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, we live in a society now, well, let's get married, and if it don't work, we'll just
divorce.
If it
doesn't work out, yeah.
You know, and I'm like, why? I mean, you know, you want to go into something that will last. That's the way I look at it.
Well,
of course, you put God first, it's going to last. I mean, you know.
Well, marital relationship is not based on the way Hollywood or Hallmark puts it.
No.
It's not based on that.
No. Nope.
I could write a Hallmark film.
Yeah.
But the truth is, it is a sacrifice.
It is.
And it is unconditional love, and you put up and you roll.
That's it. That's it.
Well, that's not what I'm here to talk about. It just so happened. I don't know why. I kind of deviated a bit, looked at the calendar. Here's the eighth day. Why is that such a big deal? Yeah. And then it just dawned on me.
There you go.
Yeah. But anyway, they made it 60. You see, Dad died in 2013, so they made it 61 years. So that's amazing. Well, this morning we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. I hope you hang around on the front porch with your umbrella.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's word in 60 seconds. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. Rick Warren notes in A Purpose-Driven Life, another aspect of a fully surrendered life is trust. Abraham followed God's leading without knowing where it would take him. Hannah waited for God's perfect timing without knowing when. Mary expected a miracle without knowing how. Joseph trusted God's purpose without knowing why circumstances happened the way they did. Foolishness or faith? I believe each went forward in faith. Faith means action, trusting in an all-wise, almighty God. Today, realize He's holding your hand.
I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's word in 60 seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
It has blessed me more than I can express. The encouragement it brings, it's like water. It's like oxygen for the soul.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
Well, Ken?
Yes, Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First.
I just got to hear you there, so.
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah.
Digital.
Digital.
It used to be, you'd say, is it live or is it Memorex?
But, yeah. Yeah.
But no. It's digital.
It's changed.
A bit. A whole lot, as a matter
a
of
bit.
Fact. Yep. Well, anyway, here we are into May, and on the eighth day, Lifting Up King Jesus, Thursday morning from 100% listener-funded missionary radio. And by the way, I want to continue to encourage you to consider us as a mission project. I just wanted to say this briefly. I've been asked, well, did we reach our goal? Honestly, we're not one to say, except for special projects, what goals are, but I have found that our listening family said, well, tell us what you need. Well, we need $2,200 every day.
Yeah.
But so you can do the math on that. But the truth of the matter is what we were looking for during the friend raiser was at least of the budget, $170,000. And last check, we're $14,000 off of that, it's getting close. And so, if the Lord has prompted in your heart, maybe some you never know. We receive surprise gifts here every once in a while, but every gift is appreciated, no matter what size it is. We mean that. And it just takes a whole lot more of us when we give the level that I'm able to give.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good. The more of us that take part in that, the better off we are.
True.
And so I will ask you to do what you feel like that you can. Church first. I believe that with all that's in my heart. I want the pastors to know that. We emphasize that. We don't see ourselves as a local church. We see ourselves as part of the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We are the church because we're the body of Christ, but we believe in supporting the local church and the ministry through the local church and with the pastor and so forth. We really do. And in fact, I've lived my life like that to this point and believe it solidly, and so does the board of directors and all that have anything to do with decision making. So I want to ask you to pray about it. And you know, like I said, we're $14,000 short, but we carry on every day in faith. Someone asked, how does the station operate? I said, have you ever prayed the Lord's Prayer? They said, yeah. I asked that one Sunday night where I was speaking, and I said, yeah. Well, it said there's a line in there that says, give us this day our daily bread.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
And so we thank the Lord for His provision every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Do we get what we need every day? Nope. But if you put, evidently we're on the air. What I mean is if we get the exact amount every day, no.
Sure.
Some days we get a whole lot. Some days we get a very little.
Some days I'm sure zero.
It has happened.
Yeah.
It has happened, especially in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hit Mother's Day, which is coming up, I'm going to talk about that shortly, and graduation and vacation, guess who's forgotten real quickly?
Yep.
You're right, us.
Us.
And church.
Church.
unfortunately. Uh-huh. If we're storehouse tithers, it shouldn't be forgotten at the mm-hmm. church.
No.
But anyway, I would encourage you to do what you can. Do you believe in local Christian radio, not piped in from Nash, Vegas? It's right here where you are. And it's for folks that it's kind of the difference that I use this analogy. Some didn't like it, but it's a pretty good analogy to grasp it, I think. If you think about a local Christian radio station, it's kind of like a big box store versus your local lumber company.
Sure. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I got you.
Or down on Main Street versus down to the big shopping mall.
And I don't know if you're like me or not, Kim, but I like to support my smaller businesses.
I absolutely will.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will go to the hardware store in Princeton, which I know the people, and they're friendly, mm-hmm. and they will help you. And if you don't know what a gadget is, you can describe it, and they'll say, this is what you need.
There you go. That's it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I don't feel so silly sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. I know several things, having grown up in a rural area.
Sure.
But there's some things I know how it works, just don't know what the thing's called.
There you go.
And so you start talking about it. You try doing that at some of those big places.
Yeah, a lot of times they just look at you.
Like, I hope he doesn't ask me a question.
Yeah.
Well, we're not like that. We're local, but we're worldwide in the sense that we cooperate and in partnership with Trans World Radio. Here's how you connect with us. And I have found that maybe our listening family said, well, you say that so much. I found people recently, and mm-hmm. I'm speaking to them, mm-hmm. that did not know how to give to this station.
Really?
No. Now, granted, they probably hadn't listened that much, but it hadn't interested them until then.
Sure.
So how do you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to make it even easier here in the near future, but right now, here's how it works.
Okay.
Missionary.radio is the mm-hmm. quickest, fastest. Missionary.radio, not .com, not .net. We don't need you to help us out there. It's missionary.radio. Mm-hmm. Don't put anything extra there because you won't get there.
Yep.
It's www.missionary.radio. There's mm-hmm. it. It takes you mm-hmm. right to it. You click on donate and use your debit or credit card through Cornerstone Payment System. You'll see it very clearly. Click on it. Safe and secure. You take it from there. If you'd like to join the Firm Friend Club, which is a bank transfer from your account to ours, it comes out of your choice, either the 5th or the 20th. Those are the two choices that we have mm-hmm. that were given to us. You had to choose two, so we chose those.
Sure.
And trying to think when people might get paid, make it easier for them. So mm-hmm. the 5th or the 20th, and there's documents for that. If you you download those, fill them out, send us a void check. If you do not have access to the net, just give us a call during the business hours, and somebody can help you. And it starts after 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And so you call us at 877-885-9655, and we'll mail those to you. By the way, let me just add this to you. Because we have to keep our staff small, and every single one of us are doing some multiple things,
mm-hmm.
I know it's aggravated if you don't – I don't get a human real quick.
Yeah.
I can only tell you that's why we created voicemail here at the station.
That's it.
So – you have choices. You leave a message. I promise you somebody will call you back.
It may
not be right there at that moment.
Sure.
But somebody will call you back.
Mm-hmm.
Probably about that will be Tammy.
Yes.
And so she handles that. And so I wanted you to know that. And mm-hmm. I really have these little talks on Thursday morning to kind of explain.
Well, sure.
The other way is, of course, through the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And we receive mail at the same place we've been for 43 years, and it's soon to be 44. You
yep.
send it to Missionary Radio, Post Office Box 1029.
Mm-hmm.
That's Missionary Radio, Post Office Box 1029, Hopkinsville 42241.
Mm-hmm.
We will keep it up with it. We will not bill you.
Yeah.
For example, if you made a faith pledge during the friend raiser, and if you're waiting for something from us, you know what your faith pledge. If you've forgotten, call us and we'll let you know.
Sure.
Otherwise, you send your first gift
mm-hmm.
and we'll receipt you, and then you'll get a return envelope. That's how it's going to work.
There you go.
So we're trying our best to save postage and anything that we can to not be redundant because of the expenses. Mm-hmm. And again, they're differs between big box store.
Down on Main Street. That's it.
But does Brian Marshall side bottom the first, does that make sense to you?
Makes sense to me.
Well, you're around. You know that we're very conservative.
Oh, yes. Yes, very conservative.
but we do want to make the station is absolutely the best that it can be.
Yeah.
And we're thankful for the talent that the Lord has provided us and the people. I believe as you listen to Missionary Radio, you'll find professionalism. You'll find us a group of men and women that are seeking the Lord Jesus Christ, one that they're living out our calling to Him. Are we perfect? No, neither are you. But mm-hmm. we're saved by the grace of God.
Yes.
And we do not excuse ourselves not seeking and to live holy. If we fail, we're going to be on the altar seeking forgiveness, just like you are.
That's right.
Now, that is, if you hear transparency on it going on in politics, that is about as clear as I am able to say this mm-hmm. on a Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we do appreciate our listening family. I agree with Tammy when she says we have the best listening family.
We do.
Loyal. And caring and
yes.
part of it because
yes.
you are a partner with us. Well, when we get back, here Jesus Christ, we just had Easter, we talked about the resurrection, and it talked about, of course, he had 40 days of his post-resurrectional ministry before he ascended into heaven. But I think sometimes, just like in a good sports team, we have to go back and look at what he told us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And as he ascended in his disciples, he told them, here's what you're to do, you're supposed to make more of us. And I'm going to ask this question, and I'm beginning to see that maybe not. Maybe we don't understand what mission-minded really does mean. And we'll discuss that a little bit right here on the front porch.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Hopkinsville, Missionary Radio is a special blessing in my life. From Adams, "Thanks for all you do. May our Lord pour out his blessings on your ministry as you continue to share his love around the world." From Clarksville, "We listen 24/7 and we love Missionary Radio." And from a Murray listener, "God bless all. Love what you all do."
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our Testimony and Penned from the Heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
Tasha Layton with Hal Farr here on Missionary Radio. And, of course, this is the front porch.
Yes, indeed. You know that Sunday is Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And if your mom is alive, first of all, cherish her. And if you live away from her, there's so many ways to connect these days. Mm-hmm. It's nothing. They used to say long distance is the next best thing to being there. Well, these days, Facebook and FaceTime, rather, mm-hmm. is what I meant to say,
yep.
and other ways, not just FaceTime. There's all kinds of ways of connecting.
Oh, yes.
And so make sure you do that.
Yes.
And if your mom is alive, get there and be with her. I tell you, the best place will be, if you can, is sitting there on the pew beside her in church.
That's right. That's right.
Worshiping the Lord with her.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very good.
And I have found out, I have not worked for the postal system, but I have a good friend that did, and he said that he tells a story. He says that in a little small area like where he was a postman in mm-hmm. Fredonia,
mm-hmm.
and he said they'd get like 150 extra letters to carry for Mother's Day, you know, to get yep. the cards out.
Mm-hmm.
Father's Day, there might be two or three extra, and they're all postage due.
That's crazy.
And I heard recently with some news, I guess it was SRN, talking about some of the major holidays in church.
Yeah.
And, of course, Christmas, Easter, the two big ones.
Oh, yeah.
Churches but, you know, the next one? Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
A lot more emphasis put on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm living in the Latin culture for many years. Boy, you talk about a big-time holiday.
Really?
Oh, my.
Wow.
We're talking major.
Mm-hmm.
And so, mothers, hats off to you, grandmothers.
Yes.
And remember those that wanted to be mothers, and maybe they, for whatever reason, can't be. But there are a lot of people that have been mother figures to a lot of people.
Yes.
I can think of school teachers who saw every kid as their own. And I had teachers like that.
Mm-hmm.
And also Sunday school teachers and others. Mm-hmm. Man, you think about how they play an important role in your life.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Honor them.
Yes.
Yep. Big deal.
Big deal.
Yep. So your mom's still alive?
Yes. 88 years old. Still here with me. And, of course, you know, it's good to be able to celebrate, you know, mother being alive, of course.
Sure, of course.
Of course, if they've lived for Jesus, one day we're going to see them again. So,
yeah,
that's a plus.
My mom, this is the first time in my earthly life that my mother have been alive at Mother's Day.
Yep.
But I tell you what, she lived a life exemplary, and she's greatly missed by a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thank God that her influence lives on.
That's it.
And miss her greatly, but I will not have a Heavenly Mother's Day, and I'll not have a Heavenly Birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She's better off, and she won't know a thing about Mother's Day.
Nope.
Okay? But while they're here on this earth, you have an opportunity to do that.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. Absolutely.
In Matthew chapter 5, 14 through 16, the Beatitudes, Jesus says some very important words that you know. Any words of Jesus are important, but he said this, "You are the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house." Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, that's his teaching way prior to his crucifixion and ascension. It's been suggested that the Beatitudes were that Jesus was just giving them as examples. He didn't really mean for them to be followed. That's ridiculous. Of course he did. And those are the basis of all his teaching. But one of the things that as he left in his last appearance to his orders to the disciples before he ascended into heaven to be seated at the right hand of the Father, he made mention of the fact and gave us a great commission. And you'll see that in Acts 1:8. You see it in the gospel accounts. As a matter of fact, you can find it everywhere. But we call it the Great Commission. And then sometimes I hear it said, and you do too, that our church is mission-minded, and I'm mission-minded. And I wonder just what do you mean by that? Does that mean that you give an offering on a special occasion? Does that mean that you like to go listen when a missionary speaks? But what does that mean? Honestly, I've seen people not come to church when they know a missionary is speaking because they don't want to.
Me too.
And I'll tell a quick story. One time, when we were serving the International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention, mm-hmm. I was speaking up in northern Kentucky somewhere, and I remember where. I'm just going to leave it right there.
I got you.
I haven't forgotten the incident at all. And we had a little booth set up, and, of course, our kids were small at that point. And because, oh, aren't they little darlings? You know, well, you live with them. I don't know. But, no, they were great. They were great. And of course— this one fella, he meant well.
Yeah.
But he came by where I was standing greeting people after the service. It was a rather large church. And he said this. He said, you could have made it in the States.
Hmm.
You know what he meant by that? He meant by the missionaries are the ones that go off and the good preachers stay here and preach in these large churches.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree. It takes a very special person to sacrifice and really mean it and have a kingdom mind and not just go once in a while, but go and plant your life into another people's life, learn their custom, learn their culture, learn their language, and live like they do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a big move. But like you said, it takes a special person.
A calling from God.
A calling.
But every one of us, if we're saying we're mission-minded, does that mean, as I said, that we occasionally give a little offering or we might do a yard sale? We should give our first fruits and best to missions.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it should come from the offering plate.
Yes.
Our tithes and offerings and above that. And you can tell just how serious any group is about what they do for missions,
mm-hmm.
and what they do about the calling of God. I believe that. Jesus said that we are the salt of the earth, the light of the world, but both of them have to be applied.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if salt is applied, it goes inward and it disappears. Mm-hmm. But I know it's there when I take a bite into my food.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be looking for the salt sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Light comes from within. It appears outwardly.
Mm-hmm.
Salt speaks of character. Light speaks of our testimony. What the world needs is both these, penetration and illumination, mm-hmm. both character and confession. And I'm going to say it out loud. I'm going to shout it out loud, and I'm not loud and proud.
Yeah.
That's a ridiculous statement. Mm-hmm. No Christian is excused from this duty. Mm-hmm. No Christian. All followers of Jesus. There's the emphasis, though. Again, I've talked a great deal lately on the front porch and other places that I've had the opportunity to speak. They're using Kyle Eidelman's, or he's Edelman or Eidelman, I think it's Eidelman, pastor Southeast Christian in Louisville, and where it's talking about, are you a fan, are you a follower?
Mm.
There's quite a bit of difference between waving at Jesus once in a while and saying, you, Jesus and me, we got our own thing going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you never live for him, but you're kind of a fair-weather fan.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what he's looking for.
No.
He's called us. He said, if you come to me, you must come after yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, do what you will. He said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do the things which I told you?
Mm-hmm.
Why, in our consideration and our vocation as a Christian, we say, well, I got to do what's best for me. Really? If you're really a follower of Jesus Christ, you're going to do what's best for the kingdom.
That's it. That's it. And, you know, if you follow him, he's going to guide you in the right direction.
Right.
Always.
But no, I agree with that. All followers, that's the reason I want to emphasize that. All followers are to be mission-minded. Now, these verses from the Sermon on the Mount in northern Galilee, let's talk about to whom he was speaking. To the villages there, to his disciples, to fisher folk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They really, as someone said, they were a motley crew. He was not in Athens speaking to intelligentsia. He was not. He was speaking to the common folk. He was not in Rome speaking to imperial and military might. No. The Galileans were hillbillies of the day.
Okay.
And I got my hand up because I am one. But to those people, Jesus said, you are the light of the world.
Mm.
Now think about that. Imagine them thinking, who, me?
Yeah, me?
You got to be kidding.
Uh-huh.
But this is what Jesus said. And in the original language, which is Greek, used for this verse, it's emphatic. It means you and nobody else.
Mm.
And that's who I'm speaking to. You, me, and nobody else.
There you go.
That's who he's talking to. Not into being in costume and all of these the pageantry.
Mm-hmm.
He's speaking to the fishermen, to this crew, not to the intelligentsia. He's speaking to you and me and no one else.
This is Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tada Sharing Hope. And Johnny's here reminding you the path to joy is full of pitfalls.
That's right. The path is also full of valleys and steep climbs. That's the way it was for Jesus. But through all the hardships, he kept focused on the joy set before him. Jesus was able to endure his cross because he kept in mind the joy of soon being reunited with his Father in heaven. He endured his cross because he kept focusing on the joy of his triumph over sin. He kept moving through the pitfalls and the valleys and the steep climbs because he knew that soon the joy of all his divine rights would finally be restored to him. And, perhaps most wonderful of all, Jesus was able to endure his cross because he would soon know the joy of being eternally surrounded by the very people for whom he bled and died. This is why Jesus Christ was able to endure the cross and think little of its shame, all for joy. And the same is true for you and me. Our path to joy is full of pitfalls, too. But Christ has gone before us, imparting to us his enabling power to suffer with him. And honestly, that's what keeps me going in this wheelchair. That is what has kept me going through more than 50 years of quadriplegia. Jesus is constantly imparting to me his enabling power to suffer with him, to bear my cross daily, and to do it with a smile. And here's the neat thing, and I sure do wish I could remember who said this. The quote does not originate with me, but someone once said, get this, Jesus went without comfort so that you and I might have it. He went without joy in his trials so that we might have joy in ours. Remember, his joy was set before him, but that's not us. As we trust in Christ, he gives us joy right now, right in the afflictions we have at this moment, even as we bear our cross. Oh, friend, no wonder the joy of the Lord is our strength. Jesus endured the pain of his cross so that he might be able to impart to us joy right now, right in the middle of our cross. What a Savior. What a friend. And one more thing about this joy. Jesus assures us in Matthew chapter 5, blessed, or happy and joyful, are you when others revile you and persecute you? Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. Exactly what is our reward at the end of all our hardships? Get this. Our reward will be to enjoy God with the same delight, the same happiness, and the same ecstasy that Jesus has in his Father. One day our joy is going to be God-sized. That's something I can't even begin to imagine. But it spurs me on. And it makes me not want to complain over my trials. It makes me want to carry my cross in the same manner as Jesus did, with joy. Joy in the here and now, and out of this world joy yet to come. Oh, happy day. We Christians, we have no reason to be miserable or pessimistic. There is no room for gloom and doom when you are a believer. If your heart is troubled by pessimism or doubts, repeat Hebrews chapter 12. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
Oh, friend, don't lose heart. To encourage you today, visit johnnyradio.org, where you'll find scores of Johnny's timeless wisdom. Every one of her radio programs is filled with powerful insights to bolster your joy as you move forward through your trials. They're all waiting for you at johnnyradio.org.
Missionary Radio family, here is a way to both support Missionary Radio and honor someone or an organization or a church in your life. We call it being a day sponsor, and the name says it all. When you take this opportunity to be a day sponsor, you're covering the cost of one day of broadcasting, which is about $1,500. If you break that down over a year to pay, it's $125 a month. Now here is the way that you get to honor someone as a day sponsor. You can pick a special loved one to honor or a special ministry leader to show your appreciation for. You can also choose a special holiday or someone's birthday or anniversary. Basically, any day that you want for any honoring way you wish, and the top of each hour that day will feature your special and honoring message. Contact us to see what days are available for you to become a day sponsor. Call 877-885-9655 and ask for Tammy, or go online to missionary.radio for more information. Together, we are Missionary Radio.
Missionary Radio, in partnership with TWR.
Well, good morning. It's what, 744?
744, you're correct.
Yeah, good. And what's the temp behind me there?
63.
Going to what?
It's
going to
be about 75 today.
About or is?
Supposed to be 75.
It's
going to
hover around
there.
It's going to
hover around 75.
And is it going to rain?
It says it is. 70% chance, so.
Okay, it means 30% chance it won't.
That's
right. But I would start up my lawnmower.
No. Don't start it up yet.
Oh, my. Well, good morning to you from the front porch, Missionary Radio's Monday through Friday morning show. and glad to be with you. That's Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First. I'm Ken Cummins. And we're talking about what mission-minded means. And ask yourself, are you truly mission-minded? When Jesus gave that Sermon on the Mount and told them that the salt and light, as I've already pointed out, he said it's you and nobody else, and he's talking to just fisher folk, fishermen, mm-hmm. and he's talking just to people just like us. Mm-hmm. And so the world looks at us everyday Christians and says, ah, they don't count. The world puts more emphasis on the elite. Mm. I don't. Mm-mm. And quite honestly, if someone gets, as my dad and mom say, too big for their britches.
Ooh, I've heard that one.
I do not pay them any mind. Now, Jesus, mm-hmm. as far as decision making, yeah. Jesus ministered the up and out and the down and out. But he chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. So the world puts emphasis on these things that we've all heard, beauty, brawn, brains, and bucks. But the Lord puts it upon the emphasis upon character and revelation. Pastor Adrian Rogers, that was an Adrianism, I think, he tells this story. And so I'm going to actually share it from him. I pulled it verbatim. And, of course, he's in heavens now. So when it's kind of like when you listen to Dr. Cook in the morning.
Yeah.
That he's been in heaven for a long time, and he talks uh-huh. like he's down in his corner room.
Yeah, I know.
That is a recording. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear for mm-hmm. our older listening family know that, but some of our new ones may not.
That's true.
But Adrian Rogers, Love Worth Finding, he's been in heaven a long time, but what a preacher. Yes. He said, some time ago I was in Moscow, Russia. I preached in a beautiful music hall. Some of the city leaders were there, and after I preached, they wanted to talk. A man said to me, I study philosophy and I belong to a philosophical society. It seems to me that there are two ecologies, a higher ecology and a lower ecology. Would you agree? I said, yes, sir, I would. He said, it seems that these two ecologies are in constant conflict with each other. Would you agree? I said, yes, sir. What you call the higher ecology is God. What you call the lower ecology is the power of Satan. These are in constant conflict. But the Bible teaches us that the Son of God is Jesus Christ who died for our sins. And if we repent of our sins and receive Christ into our hearts as our personal Savior, Christ lives on the inside. And the Bible says, He who is in you is greater than he is in the world. That's 1 John 4:4. Sure, you know that. You can overcome the lower ecology because the Lord of the higher ecology, Jesus Christ himself, gives you power day by day. The man got out his writing pad. He said, give me that again. I want to hear that again. Little boys and girls in Sunday school know these things, but he didn't, this great philosopher. How about that? Do you know and understand the same reason what you have unless somebody told you you wouldn't have it? That is a relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So I get back to the question, are you mission-minded? When you got saved, you were saved to shine the light of the good news. Now, some will ask, would you be ashamed to carry a Bible to work? When you go out to lunch with your buddies today, will you bow your head and thank God for your food? Mm-hmm. Do you invite them to do so? Mm. Do people know that you are a Christian other than putting it on your T-shirt? Are you hiding your lamp under a bushel, ashamed of the one who died for you? The light is indeed burning, but you're smothering the light. Mm. Jesus told us this is foolishness. Again, are you mission-minded? Recognize the mission field that you're in if you're mission-minded. You have a personal mission field. You may think, but you don't know where I work. I work with a bunch of pagans. Well, thank God I don't, but you might.
That's true.
If you only knew the dirty jokes, the gossip, the blasphemy, I'm around all day. Well, I'll ask this question, and I would chew on it for myself. Why do you think God put you there? Mm. Okay. You're to shine as lights in a dark world. It does not make any difference how grand you are or are not. Which is more important in a house, the chandelier in the foyer or the bare light bulb to keep you from breaking your neck on the basement steps? You with me?
Yeah.
Let your light shine. It's not your light anyway. Christ is the light of the world.
Yes.
What you have is Him shining in you. Mm. There is somebody you and I can influence for Christ. If I'm truly mission-minded, find them. Mm-hmm. That's personal. Let's go to the local church, for an example. The local church, you can tell a lot about it by looking at its budget and how much it's giving to mission fields or how much it spends on itself. Mm-hmm. I have found out when a building program comes up, the first thing that goes is we got to cut our mission giving so we can build a building program, and they're not using the space they already have. Mm-hmm. It's empty. Mm-hmm. We just got to make it a little bit more frilly and nice and fluffy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I worship under old trees out among the chickens with a more worship experience than I have in these ornate buildings.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord was talking about us personally and about the church collectively. Many of us together can glow for Jesus Christ and make an impact that we can't make by ourselves, and that's called the local church. I believe in the local church. We need one another. The church is the city of God, and we're to be living in an elevated place in view of the world. You're the light of the world. A city set on the hill cannot be hidden, Jesus said. This is our privilege, our duty until the end of the age. Mm-hmm. How do you prepare then? You may be called to global missions, taking the gospel to the ends of the earth, making disciples of all the nations. God is the one who makes missionaries. If this is His will for you, I maintain He'll make it clear for you. Or you very well may be called to stay right where you are, be an active and eager, congregant. By the way, I think it was one of the leaders of the International Mission Board,
mm-hmm.
I think it was Dr. Jerry Rankin, when I was serving on the field, said this: everybody needs a passport.
Yeah.
Well. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you at least got to have a real ID now. You might as well get you one, something that will serve you to not just fly domestically. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a subject for another day. But anyway, we should be looking for ways to serve your local church and to see it grow. Absolutely. In either case, examine your heart or your attitude and see what you're doing already. Does your church have an evangelism program? I've found that when visitation, if you have a visitation at a local church, if you announce a breakfast and biscuits and gravy and sausage, and you're slinging the hash, you'll have a crowd.
Oh.
Gonna have a pot blessing meal.
Yep.
But right after we're going to go out on a visitation. Oh, I'm sorry, I got to go see Grandma. I got to go mow the yard. We start making excuses.
Yep. Yep.
Do we say we believe in evangelism, but listen, we live what we believe. All the rest is just religious talk.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can talk a high game.
Well, sure.
It's easy for us to get here on the radio and talk, but if we're not doing what we're talking about, I wouldn't pay any attention to us, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd tune us out.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Now, being mission-minded means surrender. When you're right with God and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you do not have to make yourself shine. You will shine.
Oh, yeah.
When you're thoroughly right with God, winning souls to Jesus Christ is automatic. But you got to have a heart that's willing. Now, I want you to hear me in my heart here. In a Christian life, there is no shining without burning. Are you willing to be consumed? Are you willing to, some say, burn out for Jesus? No, well, somebody said, I'd rather burn out and rust out. I don't think you need to do either. I think you need to keep filling yourself up
and dying
daily, being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit to go the distance.
Yeah.
We are our own biggest enemies, really. Self is always and will be our greatest obstacle. Christ must be on the throne. Self must be nailed to the cross. Let each of us look not on our own interests, but the interest of others, Paul said in Philippians 2:4. The purpose in this life is not to find our freedom, but to find our master.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that again. The purpose in our life is not to find our freedom. Oh, I just got to be me. No, you don't have to be you. You have to be you as God has gifted you, filled, empty to self, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and humble enough to say, Lord, here I am. Use me.
There you go.
Are you mission-minded? Mm. Are you just talking a big talk?
Mm.
Yep. And that's what Jesus said when he ascended, right before he ascended into heaven. He said, do more of this. Greater things than these can you do, because I go to the Father.
Yes.
And he did, and he left us the power of the Holy Spirit. And let's be about the Master's business. It's called kingdom living. And no matter what our vocation is, we should be and must be about the Great Commission.
Amen.
Well, class, Pilgrim, I think we're done.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to The Front Porch on Missionary Radio, and join us again tomorrow morning.